This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. White House Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn used to be a favorite to take over Janet Yellen's job as Federal Reserve Chair. That was before Cohn fell out with President Trump over Trump's reaction to Charlottesville. Now a new name has emerged, Kevin Warsh, who has been outspoken in his criticism of the Fed's Interest Rate Setting Committee. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
The Federal Reserve will likely look a lot different come early next year. President Trump has four chairs to fill. He says he admires Yellen, and it would break historical precedent if he didn't reappoint her. But
things are very different in the Trump administration.
Josh Bivens is director of research at the Economic Policy Institute. He says Warsh has aimed his criticism specifically at Yellen because he's thinking,
I want to present myself as the anti-Yellen to make it easy for them, and I feel like that's part of what's going on.
In January, Warsh wrote an op-ed outlining five ways he would fix the Fed. He's got a strong resume. He was an economic advisor to President George W. Bush and served as the youngest Fed governor ever. But what about his policy stance? Ken Matheny is with Macroeconomic Advisors.
He has espoused rolling back some regulation, reducing the amount of discretion by regulators and bank supervisors and so forth, sorts of policies that are probably going to be received well in the administration.
Oh, and Warsh's wife is the granddaughter of Estee Lauder. Her father, Ronald Lauder, is a longtime close friend of Trump. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.